This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The Rob Brown Show, back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you, Rob Brown, the great one, Lonzo, and you. Be a part of the show. The Hub City Spartanburger text line is open for you right this very second at 844-326-3663, 844-FANFONE. You can also call that number to be a part of the show. 844-326-3663. Jump on the radio program. Give us your takes. I've asked this morning, where does Major League Baseball's home run derby rank amongst all-star game activities? You can include the all-star games themselves. You can include the different skills competitions that go on. I would say, as Lonzo pointed out, back in the day, I think the dunk contest was probably a part of the top tier discussion. I think back when you had the names, when the Jordans were out there, when Dwight Howard was jumping over stuff, when Blake Griffin was jumping over Kias, I think that the dunk contest was absolutely in that discussion. At that point, even though it is still good, with a bunch of players that we hardly know participating, it's just I don't go into it like emotionally invested. And I think to some degree, that's taken the wind out of those particular sails. The Pro Bowl. I genuinely, though I am one of like seven people, I genuinely enjoy the flag football game of the Pro Bowl. I think it's fun. I think sports are allowed to just be fun sometimes. It's fun. The skills competition is fun. I enjoy it. It's a good time. But it's not the All-Star Game home run derby to me. The All-Star Game itself of Major League Baseball is the one All-Star Game that I watch. Not have it on. Not I got other stuff going on. And it's I tune in to watch it as a baseball game. Every inning, every pitch, every strikeout, every hit. I love it. It's not as good as the Derby to me. The Home Run Derby is, to me, the most entertaining, fun, engaging. And I do think it is in part because it is treated as fun by the guys that are participating it. It is treated as fun by the guys that are calling it, whether we go back to Chris Berman with back, gone, or whoever's, I don't even know who's doing it this year, but they have fun with it. They're laughing. They're cracking up. They're oohing and awing when guys put one into the upper deck. It's just treated as a good time. And that type of fun is infectious. It's infectious to me. Like, I catch the vibes, bro, and it makes it enjoyable. All right, we're going to talk more about that as it is All-Star Game weekend upcoming. The Derby on Monday, the All-Star Game on Tuesday, then the boys of baseball. We'll take a few days off for the remainder of the break before we get to the second half of the season. Right,
Carl Ravage is
perfect.
Doing the right.
Perfect. All in. All in. That's a dude who has fun calling games. I'm all in. All right, let's do this. It is 7:04 in the morning. You have 55 minutes and wait for it. 30 seconds right now before you've got to get into the office, before you've got to respond to all of those passive-aggressive emails that you have collected and, I don't know what, ignored, procrastinated on, whatever, all week long. You got to pop the responses off on Friday so that those annoying-ass people don't bother you over the weekend when you're trying to enjoy your sports weekend. But once you're done with that, once you get through those annoying obligations and responsibilities of your professional career life, it is time to move on to the good part of the day, the part of the day where you walk down the hallway down to the employee break room, you stand around the water cooler, you find those one or two coworkers you actually like to spend time with, and when you talk sports, you're going to be talking about this. It is the Water Cooler Cheat Sheet, the top three sports stories you need to know before you get to the office and start talking sports this morning with your coworkers. When you do, this is what you'll be talking about. The top three stories as determined by me. Let's get to it with item number one. I don't know that anything has changed with this topic. I don't know that anything has progressed with this topic. I just find it interesting that it keeps being brought up. Yesterday, the NCAA released a statement. I don't know why. I don't know what triggered it. I don't know what made them release this statement. But they released a statement yesterday signed by Dan Gavitt, the NCAA senior vice president of basketball. And in the statement, he said that they are still working on and believe that it is a viable outcome, quote, end quote, that the NCAA March Madness basketball tournament of 2026, that's next year's, will expand. Now, the expansion of the tournament is not a new discussion. In fact, if I recall correctly, it was just last week that this was.
You say that's next year. That's like the next one.
Like though. The next one.
Yeah.
Like March of like the upcoming March Madness. This was a water cooler cheat sheet item last week. And it was a water cooler cheat sheet item last week because Charlie Baker came out and issued a statement on it. Now, for it to be a water cooler cheat sheet item last week, and for it to make a re-emergence on the water cooler cheat sheet this week, I would have worked under the assumption that I saw something new, that there was new information, that there was a new conversation, that there was a new media deal, that there was a new contract, that something had changed. And the reality is, nothing has. And that is why I find it so interesting that the NCAA has issued another statement saying, hey, we're working on it. We're doing the thing, everybody. Stay tuned. Now, in the statement, Dan Gavitt did say it is also viable that the tournament remains, for now, at 68 teams. But they leaned on the 72 or 76 teams in advance of the next tournament in March. You know, the one that's just a little over a half a year from right now, that one. And that's basically tomorrow, because I would like to point out to you, New Year's Day was 3 weeks ago, and it is now July. So, like, it's quick. Time flies when you're getting old. I've learned that firsthand. In the statement, Dan Gavitt said that the NCAA has had, quote, good conversations, end quote. I love that Beach Boy song. We're having good conversation. Okay, that's dumb. Shut up, Robert. Just talk about sports.
All right, now that's in my head that way.
Yep, sorry about that. said he's had good conversations with CBS and Warner Brothers, the two TV partners that currently hold the media rights to the March Madness basketball tournament. They right now are paying the NCAA $1.1 billion annually to earn the rights to that tournament. Obviously, if they expand that tournament, it will likely add another week, if not weekend, to the tournament. Because right now, the belief is that whether it expands from 68 to 72 or from 68 to 76, the belief is that the additional teams will be play-in tournament style. So we have the first four right now. It would go to be the first 8 or the first 12 or the first 16 or whatever. And then those winners would be dropped into the 64-team bracket like we have it now, just more games out of the gate. Again, nothing has changed. There is no new information. Very simply, the NCAA wanted to point out that they're having conversations with the TV networks. And they are having good conversations. Sorry, not just conversations. Good conversations with the TV network. And that they're still working on it. Here's the gut reaction that I had to this. The only reason to bring this up right now, the only reason to just randomly release a statement on a Thursday early in July is very simply to say, yeah, we really want this to happen, guys. Like we want this to happen. Like, this is the NCAA giving the hand that we are absolutely expanding and we're going to keep this on the forefront of the brain so that when it happens, it's not a big shock and you guys don't flip your lids and push back on us, right? Like, I'm going to keep this in the forefront of the brain, oh, sports fans, so that when it happens, you guys go, oh yeah, we knew that was coming. And you don't freak out, man. So we'll see where it goes. All right, let's get to item number two. Wimbledon, still underway. Now, I haven't talked a lot about it so far. Mainly because outside of upsets like Coco Gauff back in the first round, I usually check into Wimbledon now. Because today is the day for the semifinals on the gentleman's side, not the men's side, the gentleman's side. And those semifinals will be starting up here in just about an hour and 15 minutes. At 8:30, we will have our first semifinal matchup, Fritz and Alcaraz. Then at 10:30 a.m., Sinner and Djokovic will go at it in what I think is, I don't want to say it's an inevitable outcome, but it kind of feels like it was. The winner of those two will make their way to the Wimbledon Championship coming up on Sunday. Over on the ladies' side, in the as we move towards the semifinals in the championship, our championship is set. Amanda Anisimova from the United States of America will take on Iga Swiatek, both of them winning their semifinals yesterday. Anisimova up against Sabalenka, which I genuinely thought was going to be a wash. Like, I really thought Sabalenka was playing good enough tennis that this was just going to be a gimme, but it was not. It was not. Anisimova 6-4, 4-6, 6-4.
That was on for a good portion of the show yesterday, and I don't know what your angle was, so you probably might not have been able to see it, but man, she played good.
She played her ass off yesterday.
Yeah, she did.
Like, she was. Now, one of the reasons that I really do like this matchup in the women's finals is that Anisimova is a power player, and Swiatek is a, I don't want to say a finesse player, but she it's a lot more movement. It's a lot more get around the court, create and attack different angles with the tennis ball, whereas Anisimova says, that's my shot, and I'm going to hit it 1,000 miles an hour there, and we'll see if you can get it back to me or not. This is a Styles matchup, and Styles make it go. So the men's semifinals getting started here in a little over an hour. We'll update you on the opening matchup starting at 8:30 of Fritz and Alcaraz. And then, of course, we'll bring you a championship breakdown on Monday. Sinner Djokovic at 10:30. Winner of those two will play in the men's finals on Sunday. Let's get to item number three. We talked about this on yesterday's show. We talked about this a few weeks ago when the College Sports Commission fired up. I don't necessarily know that this is one that many of you are going to consider one of the biggest three items in sports today, but I do. When the College Sports Commission got fired up a few weeks ago after the House v. NCAA settlement was finalized, and the College Sports Commission started saying, we are going to begin crafting, creating, implementing, and enforcing rules around the college sports landscape. One of the rules that they initially discussed crafting and creating was going to be proper name, image, and likeness execution. We all knew that NIL Go was becoming a thing. That was going to be the portal that all NIL deals greater than $600 had to be reported to. Then they were going to go into an arm of the College Sports Commission that would evaluate the NIL deals and decide if those deals were valid and acceptable or shoot those NIL deals down and say, sorry, athlete X, you are not allowed to take that NIL deal. Well, yesterday it was announced by the College Sports Commission that they have begun to reject NIL deals. They have begun sending letters to athletes and to schools saying this NIL deal is unacceptable. Now, the reason that this is interesting is I think that they are testing the waters out of the gate, because the NIL deals that they have shot down so far are not deals between players and private businesses. The deals that they are shooting down right now are NIL deals between athletes and NIL collectives that have not yet shut down. Some schools have announced that they are shutting down their collectives. Ohio State is shutting down theirs. Georgia is shutting down theirs. But a lot of them are not. And I assume a lot of the schools that will not shut down their collectives are mid-tier schools and smaller schools, right? They may not have the booster fan base of big successful businesses around them, like in Ohio State, like a Michigan, like a Georgia do. They may have limited ability to generate NIL via private businesses. So they need some sort of agency that can kind of be the organizational structure. Well, those are the first place that the commission is saying, no, we're not good with this deal. It can't go through. Basically, what the commission has said is that these deals being signed between college athletes and collectives do not do anything that benefit the public. And that is the apparently line of demarcation that they have drawn in the sand. If you're going to sign an NIL deal, the NIL deal must do something that helps either a business or the general public, their words, not mine, make money or enjoy goods or services. The reason I think it's interesting is because I am not going to be shocked. In fact, I am prognosticating that at some point, one or more of these collectives are going to fire back and say, wait, we are providing a service. We are working with these athletes to create fan engagement opportunities for fans of our school to get personalized interactions with their favorite players from the school. And all they got to do is slip some cash. We put that into the NIL fund to distribute to players. It is a service. It's just the service is meeting the player. Why should they not be allowed to benefit from that? The litigation for this, I think, will likely be coming down the pipe soon. I could be wrong, but I'm probably not. And I've pretty much nailed everything else that I say this is likely down the road going to happen. Most of it is starting to. So I'm intrigued to see where this one goes. And we'll talk more about this later. We'll ask some of the folks at SEC Media Days next week what they think about this. But the College Sports Commission has announced that they have begun to reject NIL deals signed by players around the country. We're moving on to phase, whatever phase we're on now. There's been a lot of phases. Let's take a break. We'll come back here in just a minute. The Rob Brown Show's under radio. It's the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Texter said, wow, Rob, no Cooper Flag and Bronny talk? No, it's actually on the schedule to get to today because I am one of those.
Don't you love how everybody wants what they want at the time that they want it?
Wow. I mean, in fairness, don't we all?
Well, yeah, that's true.
No, it's absolutely on the schedule to talk about on the show this morning. And since you brought it up, I will address it now. I will say first and foremost,
just giving the people what they want. Look at you.
I'm a people person. I'm a man of the people. I will start with this. I did not watch this game live last night because I was in a movie theater, which was totally worth it. We're going to talk Superman later in the show. I did go back and watch some highlights packages this morning. I watched extended highlights on YouTube this AM because I was curious. What does Cooper Flag look like? What does Bronny look like in year number two? And I'll start by this. I think that anybody that is piling on Bronny right now, I don't like them. Yeah, I say that respectfully. I don't like it. And I don't like it for two reasons. The first reason is I think a good chunk of people are piling on Bronny just because he's Bronny. Because he's Braun's kid. And there's two reasons that's happening. The first one, Lonzo and I have addressed a lot of times, which is effectively the accusations of being a Nepo baby, which Yeah, no, he is. Let's be real clear. He is one. But as Lonzo and I have also pointed out, I would like those of you going, oh, he would not have gotten drafted if he wasn't LeBron's kid. Do me a favor. Go look at the last, like, all of the other players that were drafted 55th. We actually did that the day after the draft when half of y'all were like, oh, he wouldn't be in the league if his last name wasn't James. We actually went and we pulled everybody from the last five drafts before that that had been drafted 50th to 55th. And I don't remember the exact number, but we did 5 years of five players. Picks 50, 51, 52, 53, well, I guess six players, 50 through 55. We went with 30 players. And we looked up, I took the time to look up where these 30 players are. I don't remember the exact number, but it was like 17, 18 of them not in professional basketball anymore. Most of them were either still in the G League or were sunk way down on rosters. I think there were like three of them that were getting anything close to significant NBA playtime. I don't know what you expect. The guy got drafted 55th. I think if he got drafted 23rd, I think I'd go, yeah, you got a point. I think if the Lakers had used their first round pick on Bronny, I'd be like, all right, maybe you got a point, right? I think the second reason people are banging the drum on Bronny, and this is a take that Deion Sanders had not too long ago, and honestly, it's one of the recent Deion takes that I'm like, I actually agree with Deion this time. Deion said, I feel bad for Bronny because people expect him to be the second coming of LeBron. And that's just not going to happen. I am glad that Bronny is on the summer league team. I am glad that Bronny is getting some developmental time in the summer league. And I am glad that he's getting his opportunity to get out there with guys like Cooper Flagg and get some XP as a team leader, not LeBron's kid who's on the Lakers. And as I pointed out, Bronny did get some playtime with the Lakers last year, but he got playtime with the Lakers when the roster was depleted because they had a bunch of guys that were banged up and they needed a body, and he gave it to him early in the season so that he could get out there and play with his dad. I'd have an issue with that because I may have pointed out a time or two. I ain't got kids, all right? I'm like the anti-Heath Slater. I ain't got kids, but I know how close my father and I were. Now I know how much time, I know in the world of sports, how much time he spent with me and how important that was to him. LeBron's goal was, I want to play an NBA season with my kid. And the Lakers said, yeah, you're LeBron. We'll make that happen. Now, there's an interesting twist to that story that I thought about last night. Why we were talking about all the contention between LeBron and the Lakers. I figured out why that's happening, great one. It's not super deep, but I figured it out. It's because for 24 years, 25 years, dating back to when he was a freshman in high school, the entire basketball world revolved around LeBron James. Every team he has played for revolved around LeBron James. The Lakers do not revolve around LeBron James anymore.
Even when he went to his team. Even when he went to Miami, which was Dwayne Wade's team.
It wasn't Wade's team, right? After LeBron got there.
You're right.
That's exactly correct. Every team LeBron James has played for, the team has been about LeBron James. And it ain't like that no more. It ain't his team no more. It's Luka's team now. And the Lakers are like, how do we build around Luka? Not how do we build around LeBron? So what went from, oh, it's going to be Bron's farewell tour, is now it's Luka's introduction as the Laker next year tour. We'll come back to that. Probably closer to the NBA season, but we will come back to that. So the whole Bronny thing. I got home last night from seeing the movie, and I sat down in the bro cave because I didn't do as much show prep during the day as I probably should have. So I sat down last night. I was home at like 10. I'm like, all right, I'll give myself an hour, hour of work to add to what I did earlier in the day. And as I did, I turned on you know, whatever sports highlight show I happen to have on at that moment. And they go, the Dallas Mavericks, Cooper Flagg, number one overall pick in this year's NBA draft, going up against Bronny James and the Lakers. And I said, you know, maybe it's just me, but I kind of have a problem with this. I understand it's Bronny James, and I understand it's the Lakers. But by hyping it that way, by putting it that way, I think you are creating this world where people are tuning in and expecting a second-year NBA player who was in a not great situation for development last year. You are now putting him in a spot where if he does not compete with not just the number one overall pick in this year's NBA draft, but if you put him in a position where he does not compete with the most highly anticipated and hyped number one overall pick in the NBA draft in I don't know how long, people are going to look and go, oh, see, he sucks. He shouldn't be here. They're going to start bombing Bronny James because in the opening game of the summer league, he doesn't compete, if he doesn't compete, with the number one and most hyped NBA draft pick in I don't know how long. I just felt like that was a crappy way to hype that game. Now, I also understand it because, like, who else on the Lakers summer basketball squad are you going to hype? But, and I am very happy.
And they did have draft picks. They drafted some people.
Yeah, I agree.
But they're not talking about them.
Yeah.
They're going to talk about the most famous person on that team.
That's it. And I get it.
Same with Dallas.
I get it.
The most famous person on that
G-League
team.
But I would also point out that that's the number one overall pick and a guy who brings, what was he getting? $28 million in NIL valuation last year at Duke. The most hyped pick in recent NBA memory. And you're setting Bronny James up in his second year as an NBA player. And in a year last year where the concern wasn't development for Bronny James last year. The concern last year was, let's get him out there on the floor with his pops. Let's get him out there on the floor with his dad so LeBron can have his moment. The old thank you to... That's fair. That's it, Tanner. Tanner said since Zion Williamson. That's the correct answer. That is the correct answer. The most hyped pick since Zion Williamson is Cooper Flagg. And so, on one hand, I actually love that we are hyping the Summer League. I actually love that we are not just showing Summer League games, but like a lot of them. I actually love that it is being treated as an important part of an NBA team's season development, yada, yada, yada. I love it. I love that I can turn on the games any given night and watch a summer league game. I think it's great. I'm a degenerate. But last night when I got home and I turned on the TV and they're like, all right, we're going to go out to Vegas where Cooper Flagg and the Mavericks are taking on Bronny James and the Lakers. And I'm like, you understand what you're doing here. You're creating this false rivalry that doesn't exist. By the way, Bronny James was very complimentary of Cooper Flagg after the game. You set up this fake-ass rivalry between two players that don't have one, in which there can be no winner. And neither one of these cats are benefiting from this. And we're doing it why? Because the reality of this is none of you that didn't already plan on watching this to see what Cooper Flagg was going to do in his first NBA game, none of you were going to hear Cooper Flagg be Bronny James and be like, oh, now I have to watch it, right? I didn't like it. It felt like we were putting Bronny in a real bad spot where if he didn't go out there and ball the hell out, he was going to get beat up on today. And wouldn't you know it, in the drive this morning, I tune on to the NBA app to listen to some of the takes from the game last night, and it's just dudes dunking on Bronny. Oh, you know, he's supposed to carry the team. Is he? Is last year's number 55 overall pick supposed to carry the team against the most hyped draft pick since Zion Williamson? Is he? Bad take, bro. The Rob Brown Show, full of good takes, comes back next on the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. AJ Debus, I knew I was going to do that. AJ Dibansta is a basketball player that, unless you're a hardcore college basketball fan, you probably have not heard his name yet, but you're going to. AJ Dibansta is the top-ranked prospect in the nation, and has signed with the BYU Cougars. He'll be playing basketball for the Cougs this upcoming season. 6'9", 200-pound forward out of Brockton, Massachusetts. One of the most heralded prospects in recent memory. Ranked as the number one recruit in the 2025 class. Expected to be a one-and-done, and is already, even as a high schooler, being projected as the top overall pick in next year's NBA draft. The kid's got game. The kid's got hops. You know what else is the kid got now? The kid's got money. Because AJ has just signed a number of NIL deals. Unsurprising. One of those NIL deals is a massive deal with Fanatics. Now, Fanatics is a sports apparel and merchandise company. Most of you have heard of them. Some of you, for reasons that are probably not great for Fanatics, including the fact that they got placed in charge of making MLB's jerseys this year, and they sucked a lot. They were bad. They had players out there in garbage-looking unis. They had players out there sliding into second and coming up with their big dumpers showing because the pants were just shredding. It was a real bad look for Fanatics. They had to go back to the drawing board and basically redo the entire collection for Major League Baseball.
So, yeah, a good portion of people listening to the show right now has probably bought something from Fanatics.
I'm sure most of you have because Fanatics is, at this point, pretty much in control of the merch for, like, most of the leagues. However you feel about Fanatics, they got money, dog. And I know that because they have now signed an NIL deal with AJ that is expected to move his NIL valuation at north of $4 million. The kid ain't pulled on a college jersey yet. Now, as far as AJ goes, get the bag, young man. If somebody wants to scratch you a check for $4 million and their only requirement of you is to be you, sign the check, dog. Take that money, all right? I ain't mad at him. And I'm not mad at Fanatics because they're taking a gamble here. This is the spot where I am going to say, I do not, I cannot, and I will not root against a college athlete to fail. Okay? I can't and won't. You know, unless they do something just evil or unless they do something that is just dangerous and reckless and refuse to learn from it. That's a different story. But I don't root for college athletes to fail. Those of you that think that NIL is out of control, those of you that heard that a high school basketball player, which is right now what the kid is, those of you that think that a high school basketball player should not make $4 million before he steps on campus for the first time, you have to root for him to fail.
See, I just, something about it just doesn't seem right. I mean, for college, I'm fine. That's the way it is now. But in high school, getting paid that much, and actually, it's not even about the amount, getting paid, period, while in high school. So NIL exists in high school now.
No, because I haven't seen the contract. My assumption, and much like Cal Raleigh, it's a big assumption, but my assumption on this is he doesn't get a dollar till he shows up on campus, puts on the Cougs uni, and starts playing some shooty hoops.
I hope that's the case, but I doubt it.
I don't. I think there is the possibility that there is like a signing bonus that he's going to get some of this money up front.
That's what I mean. To entice someone, you're going to give them something to say, this is what you're going to get once you get here, but here's a little something.
Here is the two things that I take from your reaction to this great one. The first one is this. I would like to transport you back to Fort Walton Beach, Florida, circa 2001 and 2002. Rob Brown, a sophomore and a junior in high school. Now, I was a above average student. I wasn't a great student. I was a B+, A- kid. I played on the soccer team, I played on the baseball team, I played on the basketball team, and up until my junior year, I played on the football team. I played all the sports, I played them year-round, I had good grades, I was in line for scholarships, I was the sports editor for the local newspaper, for the high school newspaper, I was on the debate team, I was. And yet, during the summertime, I had a job. I had summer football, but I also had a job. And I had to go to work. And at the end of those work periods, every 2 weeks, they would sign a paycheck over to me. It was not a big one, but I was making the money. My question, great one, is, are you good with that? Are you good with that? Is that okay bit of money to get paid to a high school kid?
No, I absolutely get your point. But you also worked for that?
So did he.
Did he?
Yeah, he turned himself into the number one basketball prospect in America. That ain't easy. I tried. I failed spectacularly. But I tried. I was first in the gym, last one out of it. 200 free throws a day. I tried.
I'm not outraged. I just kind of feels a little wrong. That's all.
I'm
not over here going nuts about how this is going to ruin high school football the way it ruined college football.
I get where you're coming from because, to keep it a buck, I also, when I read that, had the reaction of like, dang, that's a lot of money. That's probably too much money.
I mean, a year from now, the number one rec league player in the world is getting paid, you know, $1 million.
Hey.
I mean, it's just, I don't know how you stop it. And I just, I don't know that it's wrong. It just doesn't feel right.
Well, first off, you ain't going to stop it. Ladies and gentlemen, as I've said a number of times, and I know it makes some of you uncomfortable, I also don't care. Welcome to late stage capitalism. Nothing matters but money. If Fanatics feels like having this kid signed to their deal, and keep in mind, because this is the point
so
that I do think, hang on,
wait. I don't understand the political.
No. It's not political. Late stage capitalism is where we are in this country right now.
You're being anti-capitalist.
Right? No, I'm absolutely not. Did I say don't do it? Lonzo, I am more capitalist than any of you on this stance. I am the one who says, if party A wants to give money to party B, have at it. Who the hell are you to say no? I am the most libertarian capitalist on this radio station and have been for years now.
Party B, not Cardi B, in case.
If Cardi B wants to give him $1 million, go on, young lady. Go off, queen. Have at. I am the most libertarian capitalist on this radio station as far as Portal and NIL. Who the hell is anybody to say that anybody should or should not be allowed and should or should not give the money that they want to give to who they want to give it to? Is that not the most libertarian capitalist stance you can take?
You know, I'm putting myself in it as the parent. I mean, this kid is, I'm guessing, not 18 yet, which means it's still your responsibility. I mean, what do you do? Do you go, get that bag, son? Give me some of that. Buy me a house.
Yes, or, I say get that bag, son, and I mean literally, son. Get the bag. Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm going to tell you this. If you ain't already a millionaire and your boy comes home and goes, hey, Fanatics wants to give me $4 million a year, and you go, oh, no, I want you to learn hard lessons, you're a bigger idiot than Fanatics is. Are you kidding me? Get your $4 million, put it in a trust fund. He can learn his lessons later on with $4 million in there. All right. So here is the thought that I had here. If you are the type of person, and I, like I said, my libertarian pro-capitalist stance that I am the only one on this station who has had it for the entirety of this discussion, fight me, bro. My take has been,
to get a trophy for that, or you know, a badge or something.
No, I just needed to be a point. I needed a point for the folks who repeatedly refer to me as Liberob on the stream.
You refer to yourself that. You act like you won something, and I'm just trying to figure out what you want.
No, I'm just making a point, and if the point is lost, so be it, but I've made my point. So, the reaction I had initially was, oh, that's probably too much, but in consistency with my philosophical beliefs, I have stood on, hey, if Fanatics has $4 million in the bag that they want to hand to an 18-year-old kid, a 17-year-old kid, that's their business, not mine.
All right,
so,
all right. I finally figured out what's bothering me about this. Okay, you get a certain amount as a high schooler, you're going to expect more when you get to the professional leagues. And a lot of these guys, it seems like they're going to make a lot more money in college than they do in the pros. Will it eventually start hurting the pros because they cannot compete financially with what these guys are getting in college?
I don't know. I don't care. That's their business in the NBAs. That ain't my business. And keep in mind, if this kid goes to the NBA, Fanatics can sponsor him there too, right? Those NIL deals are not locked into you have to be a college player. They can go, all right, we gave you $4 million when you were in college. We'll give you $8 million as an NBA guy if you stick with us. Like, that's part of the reason that these companies are jumping on 17-year-old college basketball recruits. They're jumping on 17-year-old college basketball recruits because if they hit, and if this kid goes on and he becomes the number one overall draft pick in the 2026 NBA draft, he's already locked into a deal. They just got to go, all right, you gave you four in college, we'll give you eight now that you're in the NBA. Now that you're a New Orleans Pelican, because they have the number one overall pick. Oh, that's right, they don't. Atlanta has it. We'll give you $8 million a year. So that's part of it. But The reaction that I had when I saw this number, and my knee-jerk reaction immediately was, oh, that's too much money, was this. I worked in high school. I worked as a 16 and 17-year-old. I spent time working in the file room for a mortgage lending company, effectively copying information from one file to the next. And I'm not talking about on a computer. Kids, we used to have to go through manila folders with pieces of paper, and I have to used to take that and take that data and record it all into a computer and then file those away and then move them from a filing storage into a box in alphabetical order, and then I had to move that to a truck, and then I had to take that truck to a facility, and I had to store them in a big cabinet. It sucked a lot.
Okay.
And
all,
I got
all right,
paid.
That is a very organized thing. And you did this daily.
Every day. Summers.
What happened?
I hated it, and I wanted
No. I mean, I'm for those of you on the radio, I'm pointing at him and asking, what happened? Where's that organized guy?
Might be the reason I hate organization.
Okay. All right.
If I got any therapist out there, go ahead and give me a call. Like, maybe clue me in. Is that why I hate being organized now? I did that every summer for 3 summers. That was my job, and I despised it, and I made minimum wage to do it, and my paychecks at the end of every week would be like $300 after taxes, and I despised it. And if you would have said, Rob Brown, if that company turned around and they said, we're going to give you $250,000 a year, would you have turned that down? No. So who am I to say what too much money is or is not? It ain't up to me. It's up to the people who want to pay it and who it's getting paid to agree on a price. So I don't have a problem. So if you hate this, and if you want this to stop, and if you want this to go away, you have to root for this kid to fail. Because the only way that this is going to stop is if Fanatics cuts this cat a check for $4 million to represent them, to wear, you know, a Fanatics armband and make some basketball cards and go to their signing events, because they're the ones that do the big, like, athlete gatherings in New York City, go there and take pictures and all that. If you want this to stop, there is only one way to do it. For when this deal ended, for Fanatics to look at this and go, well, we just wasted $4 million because this kid sucks. This kid's never getting talked about. This kid's not going to be a frontline guy. He's not going to the draft. He washed out. He stopped playing, whatever. That was a waste of $4 million. We're never going to do that again. That's the only way this stops. Because if he does all those things, and the next AJ comes out of high school as the number one basketball recruit, projected first rounder 1 year after entering college, Fanatics goes, oh, we gave that kid 4. He made us 8. We're going to give that kid 5 and see if he can make us 10. And the next kid 6 to make 12. And the next kid 7 to make 14. You, if you want this to stop, have to do one of two things. Either say, A, I don't think that people should be allowed to decide to do with their own money. Or B, I hope he fails so miserably that they stop giving kids that much money. Good luck with that moral conundrum. I wish you the best. You know what else I wish you? The best 60 seconds of your day. Pour yourself a glass of wine. Get ready to light up a cigarette, because you're going to need it after Lonzo Sports Flash.
Yeah, don't do all those things that I don't do. But listen attentively. Spencer Strider went 6.2 innings, struck out 1, and gave up just 3 runs, but it wasn't enough for the Atlanta Braves, who fell 5-4 to the A's in 11 innings last night. Aaron Bummer took the loss, surrendering the extra inning walk-off run. The Braves are now a dozen games below 500. NBA number 1 overall pick Cooper Flagg made his debut for the Dallas Mavericks last night in an 87-85 Summer League win over the Lakers. Flagg struggled shooting, going 5 of 21 from the floor and 0 of 5 from 3, but blocked a shot, ran the floor, and threw an assist in the closing minutes of the game that gave Dallas the win. The MLB Home Run Derby field is set as slugger Brent Rooker and Yankees second A's slugger Brent Rooker and Yankees second baseman Jazz Chisholm Jr. are joining Atlanta's Ronald Acuna Jr. and others in Derby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.